Quinn Duda, fumble recovery against the Wildcats. And so now the Warriors are going to kick off. With a minute 37 to go here in the first quarter. Eight-man football here at downtown Kindy and the Warrior Field. Again, the big guy's going to kick off here, number 93, Tom Toner for the Warriors.
Clearing up on this homecoming at Friday night.
Beautiful night. Nice foot by Toner. And the ball taken and fumbled on the 25-yard line. Wildcats pick it up, break a few tackles. Going to have some pretty decent field position on the return, as it looks like they'll have it right around the Wildcat 40-yard line. So that'll bring up a first and 10 for Mayville. 1:28 here on the first quarter. The score, the Warriors 6, Mayville Wildcats 0. I think that radar, Josh, is messing with us because it's beautiful out here right now.
I don't know what we were looking at, but that was a different state.
You know, we don't have windows in the back of the tower heading to the south, but it looks beautiful to the north.
Yeah, all clear. Mostly
back out of the shotgun, handoff to the right side, number 45. Zach Loeffler breaks down the sideline to the 40, 35, 32-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. Well, right around the Warrior 35 as a big run there.
Pushed out by 32, Adrian Tibbetts, for senior.
45, Zach Loeffler took the handoff from Jared Hogue on the right side, and he just turned on the afterburners. Nothing special about it. Just took it around the right end and got some speed and picked up a whole bunch of yardage.
That's what's been working so far in the ground game. Wow, one throw, got the interception.
What a 38-yard pickup right there by Zach Loeffler. That'll bring up a first and 10 right now on the Warrior 35-yard line. Out of the shotgun, low snap. Hogue picks it up, hands off into the right side, running off the right tackle.
Brendan Bruce again with the tackle. He's got a couple on the night already.
45, Zach Loeffler again, the ball carrier. And that'll bring up second down. He picked up about 5 on the carry. Second down and 5 for the Wildcats. If you're looking at your radio, Wildcats to the left, again with the black pants and the white jerseys and the gold, blue and gold of the Warriors to your right. And we're in Warrior country right now as the Wildcats have the ball on the 30-yard line.
Throws it to the left.
Short pass off to the left side and out to number 20, Nick Phillips from Hogue. And should be enough again for a first down for Mayville. Pickup of about 7 on that swing pass to the left. It's a good pickup, catch and carry there by number 20, Nick Phillips of the Wildcats.
Evan Rice brought him down.
And first and 10 with 39 seconds to go. Josh, does it seem like it's going fast?
It does. It does. 39 seconds already, so. It's the running game.
Wow, first and 10 for Mayville. Out of the shotgun, Hogue takes it off to the right side, doesn't even hide it. Tries to get some room, and he is swarm tackled there by the Warriors.
You know, they got a pretty well-sized quarterback, and he's been running a lot so far because it's been working.
54, Andrew Pichette in on the tackle. 55, Marcus Adams in on the tackle. Number 90, Brendan Bruce in on the tackle. Second down and 7 to go for the Wildcats. Mayville breaks over the ball on the 21-yard line. And that is the end of the first quarter. It's homecoming here at Kindy with the North Huron Warriors on top. The Warriors 6 and the Mayville Wildcats 0. Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. tires. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company Cass City Store now has convenience lumber such as 2x4 and 4x4s, OSB board, shingles, nails, and decking screws, bag fertilizers, grass and garden seed, and other lawn and garden supplies. And of course, you can order any of your lumber needs for delivery to the Cass City Store at the corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. Farmers Co-op Grain Company is open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
Welcome back to Warrior Field. Here we go back on the Wildcats. Have got the ball. Looked like a hand off the right side, but it's going to be another quarterback keeper. Rolls around the left, and it was third and seven. And it looks like the officials are marking that's a first down.
Wow.
So as we start here, our second quarter. Again, welcome back to Cruise 102.1 FM, WLEW Sports, and our game of the week. Kurt Damerow along with Josh Brubaker. We're bringing you the game at 11:50 to go here in the second quarter. So first and 10, first and goal here for the Mayville Wildcats. Hogue out of the shotgun for the Wildcats. Quick handoff off the left side, and 45 looks like he's got some room. Zach Loeffler goes untouched off that left tackle, off the right tackle for a score, and Wildcats put six on the board.
Ties it up, 11:44 on the clock in the second quarter.
Beautiful weather here, beautiful night for Michigan high school football. We've got some eight-man action going on up here. We got Jim Glidden up here, the athletic director, giving us shoulder rubs and hot chocolate and foot rubs and everything else. I mean, they treat you right here at North Huron, I'll tell you.
It's
yeah.
In the Dr. Pepper, Pepper bottle.
We don't even mention Dr. Pepper.
Oh, geez.
And the point after, run up the middle, going to come up short.
Going to stay tied, 6-6, second quarter.
Yeah, homecoming going on here with the North Huron Warriors with 11:44 to go. The extra point doesn't go. As Josh mentioned there, it's going to stay tied up at 6-6. And we got a little time here, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this with more Cruise 102.1 FM Sports.
If you need to make paying your monthly bills easier, ask North Star Bank about their online bill pay. You can pay all of your bills from one centralized place, and that is easy.
Hi, this is Christy Bereton, e-business and retail specialist at North Star Bank. Paying your bills is easy with our online bill pay. This free, secure service allows you to pay bills to anyone within the United States from one centralized place. Once you're set up with North Star Bank's bill pay, you can easily view and schedule payments in advance to help better manage your money. You can even set up reoccurring payments to save yourself time and sign up for e-bills to view bills electronically with participating merchants. Make paying bills easier by visiting North Star Bank today and ask about our free online bill pay.
Bill pay is available to online banking customers. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Member FDIC.
As we are back in the second quarter of our Friday football game of the week on WLEW, we remind you to text us, call us at 989-269-1021 for all the scores in the thumb for this Friday night football action. And of course, you can email it to thumbnet.net. Just had a kickoff from Mayville.
81, Jeffrey Frost kicking up. Off. It's going to be a short kick. Taken by 22, Sean. On the 46-yard line. So first and 10 for the Warriors on the 46.
Logan Levine brought him down.
With a quick carry and about a yard pickup on that first and 10 carry for the North Huron Warriors after the kickoff. Warriors break over the ball. Second and 9, 11:18 to go here in the second quarter. Warriors have it on their 46-yard line. Handoff off the left side. Craig's breaking some tackles and really got the afterburners on. Number 19, Mike Craig, down to the 40, 35, 30, 25.
They could not bring him down.
Taken out of bounds on about the 23-yard line. Just as slippery as could be, and breaking tackles and some power running there by number 19, Mike Craig.
That was a run.
Wow.
That was a run.
I think just about everybody on Mayville's team, even over